Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
All right, we end every first hour on Fridays by picking Jeff his and me mine, the Issues Etc. blog of the week. Every week we get email from one of our listeners saying, hey, I have a blog. I have the Issues Etc. widget there, and I'd like you to consider my blog. As you read blogs every week for Issues Etc. blog of the week, you can get the widget at your website too. It could be a blog, a website, whatever it is, as long as there's content there. And we will start reading and perusing and maybe picking your blog as Issues Etc. blog of the week. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and at the bottom of the page you'll find that Issues Etc. widget. You can put it on your blog and let us know just by emailing us, talkback@issuesetc.org. What do you pick, Jeff?
Might I request a change in policy that you read yours first today?
Yes. This is very seldom the case. I'd be happy to read mine. Mine comes, I don't know where it actually is on the web, but I found it in the cross-pollination of the many blogs that I read on the Brothers of John the Steadfast website. It's very familiar to a lot of our listeners, big supporters of Issues, etc. And it was posted by Norm Fisher, good friend, excellent, fine gentleman there, who is the webmaster, I think, for Brothers of John the Steadfast. And what he posted was an article by Pastor Heath Curtis, a regular guest here on the program, called What Harrison Can Do. And he sets out what he calls the rule of four. And then going from the various, from four very important articles of the Augsburg Confession, he lays out what can be done in a faithful confessional Lutheran presidency in 3 years, or however many years the electors of the LCMS choose to give Pastor Harrison beyond that. And I recommend, it's very long, but I recommend it for your reading. It's called What Harrison Can Do. He explains what a president is and isn't among us, and then he also lays out those important things that must be stressed and emphasized in, well, any presidency of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Pastor Curtis is one of the smartest men I have ever met in my life. He's the kind of person that if you think you're smart, you spend a few minutes with him, and you realize you're not, he is. And he's such a keen thinker. I recommend everyone go there. I'll have a link to this at Brothers of John the Steadfast for you to read at our website. You got your pick, Jeff? You find it?
I assure our listeners that the toilet seats are still up at LPR.
Okay, good.
It's the blog is called O'Connor Home. It's a blog post titled Catechism is for the Cupboard. It reads, Dr. Kenneth Corby was talking about the importance of catechizing your children, word for word. He tells a story of a time when he was talking to some children that were supposedly being catechized in Luther's small catechism at their parochial school, and he asked them a question from the catechism, and they didn't know the answer. When he asked them why they didn't know it, they said their teacher had taught them they didn't have to know the exact wording, as long as they could put it in their own words. So Dr. Corby replied, quoting Luther, I think, that when they got smart enough to write an entire catechism, they could. But until then, learn the exact words. Then he told them to recite him the poem of Old Mother Hubbard. Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to give the poor dog a bone. When she came there, the cupboard was bare, and so the poor dog had none. And he asked, why was the cupboard bare? Because nobody put anything in it. You put things in the cupboard so when you're hungry, you will have the food to sustain you. Anyway, that's why I have my children learn the catechism word for word, because I'm certainly not smart enough to write a catechism. So in due time, when questions and situations arise, when they need an answer, these words will be stored plentifully in the cupboard of their mind and heart. They will be able to speak the language that will sustain and comfort themselves and others. Me too. My pick for blog of the week, O'Connor Home.
That is absolutely brilliant. Man, did we lose a gem when we lost Kenneth Corby, a man of great brilliance, a great man of confession, just a tremendous Lutheran theologian, sorely missed. And boy, the stuff that he left behind, just remarkable stuff. When we come back, it's hour two of Issues Etc. By the way, I'll have a link to both of our blog picks at our website, issuesetc.org. When we come back on this Friday afternoon, July the 30th, we'll be talking with Bill McKeever of Mormonism Research Ministry. If you've watched any primetime television, especially if you've been watching anything on a Fox affiliate, you have seen the new ad campaign from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints called I'm a Mormon. We'll find out what it's saying, what the Mormons are trying to say about themselves with this new ad campaign. Bill McKeever will be our guest. Then at the end of that hour, Soundbite of the Week.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.